Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there anyone in the public that'd like to make a comment? From the board, we want to send our condolences to Mayor McNulty and his family. His mother passed away last evening, and he's traveling to go be with his family, so you're in our thoughts and prayers right now. Anyone else have a comment? Item 4, regular agenda. 4.1, discussion and possible action to accept submission of the capital improvement plans, KIP, as required by Section 5.09 of the Home Rule Charter. Wendy, you're not Wendy.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Hilda Delgado. I'm the administration and claims coordinator for the city. Wendy couldn't be here today, so I'm here to present for her. I'm officially here to submit our capital improvement plan, which is required under Section 5.09 of the Home Rule Charter. And I do have a PowerPoint presentation, but this was presented during the budget workshop, so I'm not going to go through every single page, but let me know if you do have questions. So this is our cover sheet for this year for the CIP, and just a little bit of background information. We started back on April 11th, where the CIP forms were posted on the city website and distributed to staff and were made available to the public. June 4th, a draft CIP was presented to you during the budget workshop, and then a CIP summary was published on the newspaper on July 11th. And then we're here today to officially submit the CIP. And this is the form that was used. This is just a sample of the form. I know it's tiny, but that's the one we used. Project criteria, maximum points were 25 points all the way to 10. And then this is just a list of the projects that were received, and they're listed by tiers. And then moving forward, we will be here next city council meeting to conduct a public hearing for discussion. And then we'll be back with a resolution for consideration on August 20th. And that is all I have. If you do have any questions, staff is here to answer any questions regarding a specific project.
Thanks, Hilda. Is there a motion to accept?
Motion to accept.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.2, discussion and action to acknowledge the submission of the 2025-2026 proposed budget to comply with the 60-day requirement for City of South Padre Island Home Rule Charter, Section 5.02. Good morning. Members, how you doing, Rod?
Good, good. We're here to officially submit the budget in accordance, as you said, with Section 502, where the budget officer needs to present these 60 days prior to the beginning of the fiscal year. This submission also serves as the official filing of the budget with the city secretary to comply with the local government code, Section 102.005. We reached to this point to have a couple of budget presentations. The first one was on June 4th, where we discussed all the funds with exception of the ECBB, then which was presented on June 18th. Then on the same day, with different agenda item, the EDC presented the budget and it was approved by City Council. And we reach out to this day to for the budget submissions. There is a few small changes that I would like to disclose, and it's also disclosed in the memo. There's an adjustment on the Cameron County Appraisal District fees. We'll have to increase that a little bit because we have the final fees last week. Then we reflect the debt service payment for the tax note that was approved on the last council meeting for the side streets projects and public safety equipment, and small adjustments on the beach maintenance funds for insurance and personal costs for general fund and the CBB. But what is most important of this what is one of the items that, that are really important in this presentation is that we received the certified values from the appraisal district. Overall, for the city, we see an increase of 1.5% compared to last fiscal year. I guess we're going to back to the pre-COVID levels where we see 1%, 2%, 3%, but there's more stable values, you know, from 24 to 2025. And we use these values to calculate tax rates required by state law. One of them is the no new revenue rate, and the other one is the voter approval tax rate. This is an overview of where we're standing right now. The current property tax rate is 23.21.59 for this fiscal year. The proposed property tax rate is 26.21.59, 3 cents more, as we previously discussed, for the issuance of the debt service for, again, side streets and public safety equipment. The no new revenue rate, which is the rate that's gonna give you the same amount of money at this fiscal year, is slightly below the current property tax rate because we see an increase in appraised values, and that's the reason why it's a little bit lower. And the voter approval tax rate is 27.1965, which is the rate that you can, the maximum rate that the city council can approve without having an election. So the proposed rate is below the voter approval tax rate. So you can approve it without having any type of election or petition. The next steps, on the second meeting of August, we will have a public hearing for the budget. We will also include the budget ordinance for approval. And unfortunately, we'll have to call a special council meeting on August the 29th. Because TML clarified that we cannot have the property tax rate approval on the same date that the budget ordinance is approved, and we need to do it within the 30 days that the budget is filed. And in addition to that, on September 1st, there's new legislation. So the only date that we can do this will be August the 29th. So that's all I have. If you have any questions.
Any questions for Rodrigo? Okay, I'm looking for a motion to acknowledge the submission.
Your motion to acknowledge.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, you say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Item 4.3, discussion on action to approve the resolution number 2025-09. The City of South Padre Island, City, Texas, approved the proposed tax rate and notice of meeting to vote on the 2025 tax rate.
The local government code requires us to put an ad on the newspaper showing how you feel about the proposed tax rate. That's the reason why we put this resolution. So we want to know how, if you're in favor or against.
Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Item 4.4, discussion action, authorize the city manager to enter into a contract with the best qualified bidder for local hotel occupancy tax reporting, collection, and administration services.
We had an RFP. We have four companies that got proposals. We have a committee that scored all those proposals. The company that had the highest score was Decker, which is also the lowest bid. And Decker also currently has the short-term rental registration. So this will be an addition to that program. It's for the tax collection services.
Rod, in 30 seconds or less, can you explain to the public what Decker services they perform for us?
Now, right now, they perform the short-term rental registration. If you have a short-term, if you rent your condominium or property for less than 30 days, you're required to register and pay your taxes. Right now, Decker is doing the registration only. Avenue is collecting the taxes. So we, based on the proposals that we have, I think we would like, we're proposing for Decker to be in charge of the actual collection, and everything will be in one system. So I think it will be much easier for the city and for the taxpayers, which they will be, have everything all together in one software, the registration and the payment of the taxes.
Great. Any questions for Rodrigo? Is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve.
Second. Okay, that's to authorize city manager to enter in the contract. Okay, any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
You are adjourned. Thank you.